Now we're going to try to understand why the hottest new toy this year is a rodent. It's a hamster, a tiny robotic one that squeaks, squeals, and roams around. The demand for what are called Zuzu hamsters is so keen that just about all the big retailers are out of stock. And the hamsters, which originally sold for about $10, are now offered on the internet for as much as $50. NPR's Wendy Kaufman checks out the craze.
Ariel Atkinson is the proud owner of two Zuzu hamsters.
Pipsqueak, she has, or I think it's a girl, she has a shooting star that's white, and she has giant ears, and Chunk is really fat, and he has kind of small ears, and they have little tiny tails.
And they have costumes. Chunk was dressed in a pirate cape, along with a patch over his eye. There are other accessories, too. Beds with fuzzy blankets and playhouses complete with ramps and slides. They can move forward and backward. Ariel got her robotic pets several weeks ago, but even then they were hard to find in retail stores. Her older sister, Amanda, calls the toys amusing and weird.
They're really cute when they, like, bump into stuff and make noises, and it's like you just have to laugh. But they're annoying because, like, they make noise and they never shut up unless you turn them off.
Zuzus are made in China for a new St. Louis-based company called Sepia. Its chief executive is a toy industry veteran. The company won't say exactly how many it's sold so far, but says it expects to sell 6 to 10 million by the end of the year. Toy historian and game developer Tim Walsh calls the number impressive, but says Zuzus are not yet in the mega-hit toy category.
The biggest one is the hula hoop in 1958.
100 million were sold. Years later, G.I. Joe was the rage, followed by Rubik's Cube, Trivial Pursuit, Cabbage Patch Dolls, and Beanie Babies. Is it possible to figure out what makes a toy a must-have item? Tim Walsh says no way.
As a game designer as someone that's in the industry, everyone's trying to figure out what's going to be hot. You know, you're dealing with the most fickle of all consumers, the kids.
No one was prepared for the hamster craze, not the toy maker or the retailers that are now out of stock. Cliff Anicelli is editor of Playthings magazine. It covers the toy industry. He says most of the major retailers placed only modest initial orders. And in an environment where everyone is being cautious, Sepia limited production to match those orders.
You wind up with just enough to meet your anticipated demand, but not enough if demand goes way past what you thought it was going to be. And I think with Zuzu Pets, it was certainly a case where demand has gone way past where anyone anticipated.
So for now, at least, Zuzus are very hard to find. And if you don't want to pay a scalper's price online and are ready to feed one, care for it, and clean up after it, those hamsters, they're in ample supply.
This one's kind of cool because it has two different color eyes. It has a red eye on the one side, and it's got a black eye on the other.
Dylan Berg, manager of a Seattle-area PetSmart store, hadn't heard about the toy hamsters, but was more than happy to show off the real thing.
I've got long-haired hamsters, fancy Russian dwarf hamsters, short-haired hamsters, and fancy bear hamsters. They're really great pets.
But unlike the Zuzus, you can't push a button and turn them off. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.